So, Commissioner Vaita, Perek Test, Mishnah Dal. Now the Mishnah returns to the halachais of Egla Arufa. May Ayin Hayamaydadin. From which part of the Cholol would they measure the nearby towns? Remember, it has to be a precise measurement. Rabbi Eliezer says, Me Tiburai. Mamish from the middle of his stomach. That's where the ikrachias of a person is, says Rabbi Eliezer. He has to be able to eat and digest his food. Rabbi Akiva says, Me Chotmai. From his nose, going to Rabbi Akiva. We look at breathing as the most important sign of chayas, of life. So the measurement is made from that part of the body. The Pasuk says, Kol asher nishmas ruach chayim be'apav, in his nostrils. A third sheeta, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, v'yemim b'mekayim shenasa cholol, mitzavara. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, we measure from the place where this person that was once alive, with his neshama in him, became a cholol, his neshama left him. As if he was beheaded, so it would be from his neck. According to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the term cholol means someone that was beheaded. He learns that from a pasuk in Yecheskel. There's a shaila here, what this shita is. Is it that, generally speaking, the cholol is when he was beheaded, therefore when it comes to measuring, we measure from the neck, but l'maisa, the halachis of Egla Rufa would apply, even if this particular body was not found beheaded? Or does he know? Does he mean mamish only in such a case? Is there an egla rufa? The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva that they measure from the nose of the chalal. That's where the ikrachias is.